got no gal to make you smile, but don't worry, be happy.
How many times have you heard that saying, don't worry, be happy? That was Bobby McFerrin on Wild Coast Radio, and before him, Kurt Darren. Yeah, it's a legend. Of course you are. It is 8 o'clock. Here's the news. In your top stories, President Ramaphosa thanks Brazil. Salga says government ministers do not understand the realities of people. And NUMSA asks Minister Creasy to intervene in the road accident fund. President Cyril Ramaphosa has thanked Brazil for leading this year's G20 summit. The president spoke to the media after the conclusion of the summit yesterday. Ramaphosa says many important issues were discussed at the summit, including climate change. South Africa will host the next G20 summit in Johannesburg next year. The president says there are key priority issues South Africa wants to focus on during next year's summit. The South African Local Government Association says government ministers do not understand the realities of people who cannot pay for water. Salga appeared before Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation yesterday. The organisation told members of Parliament that punishing municipalities will not solve the problems faced by water boards. The Department of Water and Sanitation says municipalities owe water boards more than 23 billion rand. The Gauteng provincial government will use police to help the registration of spaza shops in townships. President Ramaphosa announced last week that shops will be registered within, or should be registered within, 21 days. The announcement followed an increase in cases of food poisoning that are allegedly related to food sold in the shops. At least 22 children have died in the country this year due to food poisoning. Gauteng will deploy police to 70 registration points across the province. Community leaders in the northwest have called on government to help find solutions to the challenges of illegal mining. The government is still working on a plan to force thousands of illegal miners to come out of the Stilfontein mine. Police have been criticized for blocking food and water supplies to the miners in an attempt to force them out. Over 1,000 illegal miners have so far been arrested. The Northwest government says there are plans to help people mine legally. Meanwhile, the National Union of Metalworkers of SA, or NUMSA, has called on the Minister of Transport, Barbara Creasy, to intervene in the road accident fund. The union says it is not surprised that the fund's assets will be auctioned off next month. NUMSA says the seizure of assets is because of maladministration at the fund. NUMSA's spokesperson says maladministration at the RAF is affecting workers. International news. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has offered a $5 million reward for each hostage held in Gaza. Hamas took over 200 hostages in Israel when it attacked the Jewish state in October last year. It is believed that many of the hostages are still held by the group in Gaza. Netanyahu has offered safe passage out of Gaza for those who help bring the hostages. Financials. Gold was selling at $2,635, 71 a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent, $73.20. A US dollar, 18 rand 6. The British pound, 22 rand 90. And the euro, 19 rand 13. A bitcoin, $92,231.13. And that's all for this bulletin.
From the Wild Coast to the world, Wild Coast Radio.
amount of love that I love.